My delegation would like to thank the coordinators and the secretariat for your outstanding work in facilitating the discussions. My delegation would also like to thank the panel for the comprehensive and very informative presentations. Distinguished delegates, the Philippines' commitment to the amended Protocol 2 of the Convention is rooted in our country's national experience. The Philippines continues to be challenged by the threat of IEDs and is deeply concerned about the impact of IEDs on the lives and well-being of innocent civilians. Philippine security forces have had to deal with the threats posed by IEDs, especially those used by non-state armed groups, while remaining committed to upholding their humanitarian obligations. Just a month ago, bomb technicians of the Explosive Ordnance Division of the Philippine National Police disposed of 362 pounds of explosives seized in its various operations in the country. Of these explosives, 1,506 pieces of assorted unexploded ordnance, explosive remnants of war, IEDs, and other deadly explosive materials were meticulously disposed of through a series of controlled detonations. These explosives possess a considerable potential to inflict significant harm, severe injuries, or fatalities to a substantial number of victims. To cite an example of how such explosives harm lives, in March 2023, the New People's Army deployed and detonated IEDs near schools and public areas, which left two soldiers and a minor injured. Such is a demonstration of an indiscriminate use of explosives and the atrocities perpetrated by this non-state armed group, which put the public and innocent people in harm's way. The incident forced the temporary closure of schools in the area, resulting in interruption of the learning of the students and subjecting these young people to panic and trauma. It should be underscored that schools are zones of peace and must be free from the presence of armed combatant at all times. To address these kinds of imminent threats, the Philippines, through its Department of National Defense, its armed forces, and its national police, are committed to campaign to eradicate from our country the scourge of these lawless elements. Security forces in the Philippines also continue to increase their capabilities and produce highly trained experts to safely execute disposal operations. Thank you very much.